Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. I hope you're doing well today, and I'm so glad that you joined in to my podcast today. And today we'll be talking about property pitfalls. And I'm going to discuss a savvy investor's guide to property selection. So if you know, since the start of the year, I've been talking about reimagining success and doing that by getting into real estate investing. And that's one way that I've done it in my life. And so I've shared some tips. Our last podcast, we talked about financing, advanced financing. And in previous podcasts, I did talk about how and where to find properties. So now today, I'll focus on what to look for in a property. If you're looking for an investment property, these tips can even work for your personal property as well. So that's what we'll dive into. But first, of course, I want to give you the crystal for today. So the crystal for today is this. Real estate cannot be lost or stolen, nor carried away. If it's purchased with common sense, paid for in full, and managed with reasonable care, it is about the safest investment in the world. And this was written or said by Russell Sage. So I really like this crystal of the day here because this one, it's a little bit long and lengthy, but it tells you that real estate is one of the safest investments in the world. It's pretty hard to pick up a plot of land and steal it and hide it. Same thing with a house or a property or a big building. You can't really steal that or hide it per se. And the other thing is, the other piece that I like is if it's purchased with common sense. And so that purchase with common sense piece is part of doing due diligence. Due diligence is when you get all of the information that you need before you make a big decision, like buying a property. And then you use that to decide if you're going to get it or not. And so today's podcast, I'm going to talk about part of due diligence, the important things you need to look for during due diligence so you don't make property pitfalls and purchase a dud or purchase something that's not going to give you positive cash flow or suck out and drain all of your money for whatever issues that it has. So we'll get into this. I'm going to give 5 tips on what to look for so you can avoid these property pitfalls. Now, the first tip is location. Location, location, location. When you're buying anything, an investment, your personal home, location can be everything. It can make or break you. So for investment properties specifically, I like locations or properties that I would be comfortable living in, somewhere where I would be, you know, fine living there. So that is my preference. I like to get places that I would stay in. There are slumlords out there. I'm just not trying to be one of them. Hopefully you aren't either. And so it's important to have a location that you can work with, somewhere where you're comfortable being. And then you can also, of course, maintain your property so that it doesn't turn into a dilapidated building. So location can make or break you. If you have to think about what type of property you're getting. Now, if you're getting a personal home, obviously you want it to be somewhere that you like, that has the amenities that you're looking for, maybe close to family, maybe far away from family, depending on your situation. But location is key. When you're looking for an investment property, it's always good to be somewhere where tenants, your potential tenants, would want to live. So it could be near a college or university. If you're in a college town, that's always a great place where you can have a steady supply of tenants. near military bases. Those are another great place where you can get some great tenants. Also, if you're in a city or somewhere that has great entertainment, nightlife, or people travel to visit there, that is also a great opportunity for tenants. Or if you're considering Airbnb or doing VRBO, that's a great, those could be great locations where there's tourism. So think about what type of property you're looking for when you're considering location. But location is key, because the thing is, once you buy this property, it can be pretty difficult to pick it up and move it and put it somewhere else. So it's easier to pick the location in the beginning that you're interested in being in and finding something in that location and purchasing that. So location's number one. And oh, the other thing I want to say about location, there's a lot of areas where they're rejuvenating, gentrifying areas, and you can find some good deals in those type of areas where you can get something that's cheaper as the areas on the come up. So you can look for those areas as well. Just a suggestion for finding a deal. Now, I'll move on to number two. Number two is structure. The structure of the building or house that you get is super critical. So normally when I go to view houses, instead of walking into the house or apartment or building and looking at the furnishings, like, oh, that's a cute sofa, I like the pictures on the wall, I don't focus on any of the furnishings while I'm looking at the house. What I look at, which is most important when you're looking and considering buying a building or a house, is to notice the walls, the ceilings. And those can be indications if there are any issues with the foundation or the roof. Now, the reason that you care about these is because these are the main structure of the building, the foundation, the roof. The structure is what will be most expensive to repair, to fix. So you want to be aware if there's any problems or concerns with that. Roofs can be tens of thousands of dollars to replace, foundations as well to replace or fix. So notice that when you go in, look at the walls, see if there are any cracks going down the walls. That could be an issue, indication of any a structural issue or sinkage of the building or home. Look at the ceiling. Look for water spots. If you see any discoloration in the ceiling, it could be old water spots. It could be new water spots, but look for them. So then that can give you an indication if there's issues with the roof, if you're getting water leaks from the roof, which could become a problem. So focus more so on the structure. And then you can, of course, also notice the appliances. If the appliances are staying, you can look at the stove, refrigerator, those type of things that are staying. But anything that's not staying in the house or the apartment, really, you don't have to be concerned with, because the owners will be taking that with them. So that's my second tip, is focus on the structure, because these are your high ticket items. And then you can also use these in negotiation if there is an issue with it, to help lower the price or get the owner to fix it or walk away from the deal, because that's something that I've done on multiple occasions. Had to walk away if it was a property that had too many issues. And you're saving yourself a big, big headache, because you actually buy, when you buy a property, before you buy a property is the most important time. That's where you get all your information, determine what the issues are, so that you don't have headaches and issues down the road. So be aware of the walls, the ceilings, for any cracks, water leaks. And once again, that's an indication of issues with the roof or the foundation. So that's tip number two. Tip number three, and this one applies more so for investment properties. Consider getting a category B property versus a category A property. So when I talk about category B, I talk about more of a modest type of apartment. Whereas a category A would be more an apartment more, with more luxury, designer, high-end appliances, fixtures, and finishes. So the reason I'm saying that is for an investment itself, the goal is to maximize cash flow and passive income. So it's easier, it can be easier to do that if you have fixtures that are not high-end, where if you have to replace it, you're not paying $1,000 for a shower head versus, you know, $50 or under $100 for a shower head if that were to need to be replaced. If the countertop gets damaged, you don't have to replace the whole marble countertop. You can replace it with, you know, something, a cheaper material. So these type of things you have to keep in mind when you're getting an investment. And you're going to have tenants in there because, you know, tenants can be rough, not all tenants, but some can be rough on your properties. So if they are, you know, you may have to foot the bill for that. Now, if they damage something, of course, their security deposit should cover it as well. But if you have to just foot the bill for any normal wear and tear and maintenance, you don't want to have to foot the bill for high end high-end appliances and designer finishes. It'll be more economical to foot the bill for something more modest. So this is why I suggest getting a category B rated property. And this is a bit subjective versus a category A rated property. And then also you can often find good deals on more of the category B properties, but there'll be some category A's that you can find good deals on as well. So my suggestion would be get something more modest. Think about your first apartment where you lived, you know, for your first apartment. Did you have all the high-end furnishings? A lot of the tenants are going to be more first-time or, you know, people who may not need that or may not be able to afford all of that. But there are high-end apartments as well. So if that's the market you're in, go for it. But if not, I would definitely suggest getting more of a B, category B type of apartment building or home to rent out. Now, my fourth tip is always get an inspection. I think this is probably the most important tip. Always get an inspection. Do not try to cut corners, save a few dollars with not getting an inspection on a property that you're in contract with. Typically, you don't get the inspection until you go into under contract. So once you're under contract, get the inspection. Inspections can, it depends on the size of the home or the building, but, you know, they can range from a few $100 to a few thousand dollars. Get the inspection because it will give you valuable information during your due diligence period that will tell you, is this a good deal for me to get? Or will this be a headache? Are there severe foundation issues that are going to cost me tens of thousands of dollars to fix? Roof issues, structural issues. You will find that out. Plumbing issues, those can get real expensive as well. So get a good inspector to do an inspection on any property or deal that you're interested in getting. So those are my tips there. And I just have a little story as well. I think I mentioned earlier that I have definitely walked away from a few possible deals due to the inspection. There was one property. This was a house that I was interested in getting. And before the inspection, I was real excited about it, thought it would be a good deal. But once I got that inspection, I saw the issues with it. It just was more than what I wanted to take on. So I walked away. So that money that I spent on the inspection, I don't remember how much it was, but probably anywhere from $800 to $1,000. That was well worth it because that saved me in the long run thousands of dollars. Now, the other thing that you can use an inspection for is in your negotiation for getting the property. If the inspection comes up with issues that need to be fixed or replaced or repaired, put that in your contract. Ask the owner to cut down the price based on how much the cost of those repairs will be if you're going to handle them, or you can even ask the owner to get them fixed. So there are options for you to help you get the price down or get the owner to fix it. So use that to your advantage if you do, or when you do get an inspection and if you're under contract. Now, my last tip, number five, is does the property, and this is for investments as well, not personal homes, but does it have positive cash flow? Now, it's important to analyze the property for positive cash flow. You do the analysis during this due diligence period. You should know how much you can make off of this property before you buy it. And I'm going to need a whole nother podcast to talk about analyzing properties for passive income potential. So stay tuned. My next podcast will be on analyzing properties for passive income potential. But that is a key factor in considering getting a property. You want to get something that has positive cash flow from the jump. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast, Property Pitfalls, an investor's guide to property selection. And like I said, these tips can be used for a personal home as well. And I'm going to close with reading this crystal for the day one more time. Real estate cannot be lost or stolen, nor carried away. Purchased with common sense, paid for in full, and managed with reasonable care, it is about the safest investment in the world. And that was said by Russell Sage. So keep that in mind as you're reimagining success for your life. Real estate's a great way to build wealth and get financial freedom. And so we'll be talking more about this on the podcast. And I hope that you enjoyed listening. My name's Melanie Crystal. And I also want to invite you to my masterclass that's coming up on March 30th at 9 a.m. Central Time. You can go to my website, melaniecrystal.com, to get information if you'd like to sign up. And you can also find me on social media, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, at Melanie Crystal. So look forward to connecting with you. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.